have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Great day, good evening, everybody. praise the name of the Lord, for he is worthy of it all. When we're at our very best, when we're at our very worst, God is worthy to be praised. Well, welcome one, welcome all to the podcast today. It is a thankful Thursday, as always. We've got so much to be thankful for. Hey, listen, this is Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace, the Loretta Petit Show. And I am your host today, Loretta Petit. And I give God thanks for you. You know, we coined this name for this podcast, Women Winning at Life, because it has a positive connotation to it. There are so many negative things going on in the world around us. We are always in need of a positive word. We're in need of affirmations that will move us from a place of negative over to a place of positive. So when I say women winning at life, does it mean you're going to feel like you're winning at the moment? No. Is it going to feel like you're always winning? No. Sometimes you may feel like this is my worst day alive. But nevertheless, you have to confess a thing, because God has given us power to do that. He said that death and life lies where? In the power of our tongue. So having said that, we're going to go right into prayer and get into the meat of why we're here today. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you now. We honor you and we bless your name. Father, we thank you for your grace that extends far above and far beyond, so deep around what we are actually worthy of. So God, we thank you for looking beyond every fault and seeing our need, helping us to do what we do, helping us to be our best, helping us, oh God, even to have faith. You help our unbelief, and we thank you for that. We give you praise now. Bless the podcast and every listening ear, every open heart. We pray to pour in some positivity, some power, some purpose. Dear God, we thank you now. It's in the matchless name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. And thank you, sir. This is Women Winning at Life. And I want to give a shout out to my awesome producer, Miss Kimmy Kim. She is just so busy with all of the things she's doing. But of course, we know that there's lots of work to be done in the vineyard, and how you serve is how you serve. How I serve is how I serve, and how Kimmy serves is how Kimmy serves. And Kimmy, of course, you and myself, we serve God through serving others. So we've got to be about our Father's business. So we're talking about women winning at life. The last day of the month of September, I just honor my brother's memory on today. This was the month he was born. He was, you know, that case is still like something I guess I'll never know. But he was a pedestrian, and he was killed, struck by a car. We do know that, a car. Evidence at the scene said it was a car. So this was his month, and I honor the memory of Maurice Petit Jr., my only sibling, my only and eldest brother, right? That simply says I'm the baby, right? Yeah. So the last day of the month of September. Now, how do we know this is the last day, guys, without looking at a calendar? You remember the little children's poem, 30 days past September. That's the first line, April, June, and November. Okay? So that's how we know. If you don't remember the poem, you can remember that line. 30 days had September, April, June, and November. And then it says all the rest had 31 except February alone. All righty, so there you got it. Gave you a little poem in the mix. How about that? So today we're refocusing ourselves. I'm doing a lot of coughing today. I boiled some meat, and you know, in the Crescent City here in New Orleans, we put a lot of seasoning and stuff, right? And the seasoning is really getting to me. So please pardon my little breaks. I might have to, you know, just go in on and cough it out because it's just so much. But it was good. All right? It was good. So we're talking about gratitude, gratefulness, you know, being thankful. We want to deal with that again. And we deviated last week to talk about confidence, which is also important. But I'm telling you, there's nothing like a person just being thankful for what you do for them, a person being thankful for how you care about them, a person being thankful because you're mindful of them. You know, gratitude, that's an awesome, awesome, awesome thing. You know, the Lord Jesus made it awesome when he says, as often as you do this, talking about Holy Communion, do it what? In remembrance of me. So that meant if we're going to be remembering him, he wants us to be grateful, right? Because ungrateful people don't necessarily remember anybody because they're all focused on themselves, their needs, their wants, their desires. But when we are thoughtful and thinking of others in a kind and loving way, that's because we have a spirit of gratitude. And so the Bible says in Philippians 4:6 to give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Goes on to say in Colossians, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. We must make our requests known unto the Lord. So thanksgiving, gratefulness, gratitude, all of that's important to God. So whatever is important to God, hey, listen, newsflash here for you. Take notes. Whatever is important to God should be important to you. Once again, whatever is important to God should be important to you. I wrote down these lyrics of this song because I love, love, love this song. And it's just to charge you, the women winning at life, as I started to share earlier. It's not about a feeling that you're always feeling like a winner. But sometimes you got to talk to that depression. You got to talk to that sadness. You got to talk to that lack of motivation. You know, you've got to talk that self-talk to get yourselves up and to get done what has to get done. So this artist named Coco, and I love this song. It's called The Winner in Me. That's a song right there. So here are a few of her lyrics I think would be helpful to you, because in this song, she goes through all of the different changes of, you know, not looking, not appreciating what she sees, not feeling a certain kind of way. But then she talks about the winner in her. She said, to find out who I was did not come easy, for I felt like I was in this race alone until I heard a voice speak clearly saying, there's a winner within me. And as I charged to beat the odds, as I was charged to beat the odds and the victory, I will say the winner in me pushed me forward. When my problems would push me down, the winner in me found my freedom when my surroundings kept me confound. So let's make one thing perfectly clear. There's one reason that I'm still here. It's the winner in me. Jesus, the winner in me. The winner in me pushed me forward when my problems would push me down. The winner in me found my freedom when my surroundings kept me confound. So let's make this one thing perfectly clear. There's a reason that I'm still here. It's the winner in me. Yes, Jesus, the winner in me. I love those lyrics because it's not about a feeling. It is always about our faith, okay? Always about our faith. So to you, the women who are listening, the winner in you will push you forward. Even though life's problems pushes you down, hold to God's unchanging hand. So when I say women winning at life, yes, winning at life. I'm talking about you, you, and you. Okay? The connection here is that we're all connected to Jesus and that we're saved by his blood, by his stripes. Amen. So today, as we talk about gratitude, Forbes suggests that the first step of living in gratitude is common courtesy and manners. The way we greet people with a hello or with a smile, and how we express thanks for a genuine thank you, or with a genuine thank you. We use words such as please and you're welcome, excuse me, pardon me. This is a step in the right direction of gratitude. So you ever pondered the thought, the question, what would happen? What would happen if I, yes, I, made gratitude my focal point for one full year? Did you ever ponder that thought? A lot of us are just busy with life. We don't ponder deep things like that. But, you know, think about it. If you would get up, even for the next 30 days, the month of October, even though my focus is not necessarily going to be on gratitude, but if you would get up every day, and whether you're a writer or you oral kind of person, you know, just get up and recite one thing that you're thankful for. Now, the writing of it will help you if you were to write something that you were grateful for every day, because it will cause you not to repeat, because you could see what you've already written. But if you would get up every day, I want to challenge all of you, in the month of October, which starts tomorrow, get up every day and write down one thing that you're grateful for. Now, I know you're going to say, I'm grateful for waking up, being in my right mind, having the activity of my limbs. So those three, they're off the table. You need to thank God for that anyway. Those three don't count. Waking up in the morning, right mind, activity of my limbs, those three don't count. They don't count because that is something that we always thank God for. They don't count because those are the three we always thank God for, right? Amen. So let's be a little bit deeper than that. Let's thank God for things like, I mean, I say, Lord, I just thank you that the muscles in my legs work. Now, I know that's the activity of my limbs, so that's off the table. But one day I just say, Lord, I just thank you that the muscles in my legs work. You know, sometimes you're just glad that your eyelids close, you know, to keep your eyes safe. But when you want to just be a little bit deeper and thank God for some things, you thank him for your family's health. You thank him, you know, for, you know, having food in the refrigerator or having money to buy what you need, having an emergency fund, you know, thank him that that last hurricane didn't hit your house. You know, just things, just get up and thank him every day for something. So let's look at some of the things. I went to a place, I keep getting off my page, but I went to a place and I thought, you know, to pick up a few little pointers to share with you today. It was a place, it was called Zen, and, you know, I saw some of the things that people do just to deal in peace. Some things they do just, you know, call it Zen. But to be grateful, you want to do some things on purpose in your life. Gratefulness is an action of purpose, right? And it can make a big difference in your life. Because, number one, it reminds you of the positive things in your life. And it makes you happy about the people in your life, whether they're loved ones or a stranger that you met on the street or the person who paid for your groceries at the register. You know, that gratefulness makes a difference in your life. There are some people that you can help. You can say, here, take this 20. And then they'll just take it and say, oh. And they'll walk away. Like, you want to say, your mother never taught you how to be grateful, to say thank you. And we don't have to go to a stranger that we're trying to help. Sometimes we can go right there into the next bedroom or to the living room where that young person is. They seem like they don't know how to say thank you. They cross over here and don't know how to say excuse me. It's like, yeah, I did teach them, but for some reason they are revolting. They don't want to say thank you. They don't want to say excuse me. But as their first teachers, we've got to keep on telling them every time. We must be consistent. That was one of the things I learned in parenting. You must be consistent. If you're going to scold them about something that they do, every time they do it, you scold them. If you're going to punish them for something that they did, every time they repeat it, you punish them. If you are going to spank them for something they did, every time they do it, you spank them. Now, do you have to kill your child? No. But you're going to go through that motion so they can understand this is what you're going to, when you do this, you will get this. When you do that, you will get that. And every time they go over and above and do something, you know, wonderful, something just a little bit better than easy, and you reward them every time. That's called consistency. So when your children act like they don't have manners, stop them and correct them every time. Be consistent with them, and they will make you proud someday. We're grateful, and it makes a difference in our lives because it turns bad things into good things. Say you're having a problem at work. Be grateful to God that you have that job. I don't like that job. I get it. God knows. But say, Lord, I'm grateful that I have a job. That was one of the things I said, you know, of course, if you listen to me for any length of time, you know that I'm a veteran broadcaster. So one of the things I realized, I did have some things at my job I did not like, some bureaucracies, office politicking, and all of that. But I found the thing that really floated my boat through all of that. I was able to embrace my job, and I was so, like, over the moon grateful. So I would always say to people, hey, listen, I did not, and I had to start for 6 in the morning, and I had to be there before that time. I did not say, oh, wow, I just don't want to be here. I'm just so tired. I would say, oh, I'm really tired today. I think I'm going to drink my extra cup of coffee. But I would tell them, I didn't feel like, oh, man, I have to go to work today. I told them I changed my attitude. I said, God, I get to go to work today. Thank you. So you want to look at things and turn the inside out. You know, get that bad stuff off the top of that thing so you don't have to see it. You don't have to smell it. You don't have to touch it. Find that silver lining. Be grateful for the job. And if you're faithful over little, God says he'll make you ruler over much. So find those scriptures and stand on those scriptures. Okay, God, you said in your word, if I'm faithful over little, you make me ruler over much. I'm going to be faithful over this job because I'm glad you gave me a job. I'm glad to have a job. It's not the job I want, not the one I would have designed, but I'm going to be faithful over this job, God, because your word says, if I'm faithful over little, you'll make me ruler over much. So know how to work that word in your life. And, you know, I realize that there are people that would have loved to see me fall, to see me grovel, to see me unsuccessful. Yes, there are, and they belong to the body of Christ. Unfortunately, we have those little demons that hang around. We've got to know how to cancel those things out of our lives. You know, I'm not going to say I'm above that. I have those thoughts too, but, you know, God says, you know, he didn't say we wasn't going to have them. He just said cast down every imagination, right? So when you have bad thoughts about someone who harmed you or someone who put you in a bad place, someone who embarrassed you or someone that stepped on you, yeah, you may have those negative ideas, but you say, God, I'm casting this out because this is not your spirit. He said cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And when we talk about the knowledge of God, even though he knows everything, God focuses on what's going to be the best end for each and every one of us. So that's what he wants us to think on. Let him handle the naysayers and the people who want to see your demise, the people who want to see you stumble and fall, the people who want to see you broke and, you know, groveling. Let God handle that. But learn how to be grateful. God, thank you that I'm on people's minds. I'm grateful. Thank you. Thank you that they're taking up some of their day to think about me. So just learn to be grateful. It's going to make a difference in your life. It's going to take those shadows and bring sunshine in instead. It's going to move the shadows out of the way so you could bask in the sunshine. It changes our lives because it reminds us to thank others, and it reminds us to simply mouth the words, thank you. Some people have a hard time saying thank you. And being grateful, it kind of like puts us on assignment. Pick up that phone and call that person. That person was really good to you. Send that person an email. That person really helped you out of the jam. See, this happens like not when you do the act, but up the road when I'm sitting there thinking about it. Oh, my goodness. Let me call so-and-so and say, girl, you know, I want to thank you again. You really helped me out. Let me send an email to Brother so-and-so because he really helped me through a hard jam. And it changes us because now it humbles us to say, wow, I needed somebody, and God put them right there in my view. So let's be grateful because we can never, ever, you know, just take God for granted. What the Lord blesses us with, we should always look to God and say thank you. But how can we say thank you just to God and don't say thank you to the people that we see around us each and every day? The thing is, simple acts of gratitude doesn't cost us anything, you know, but it does make a huge difference in our hearts and therefore in our lives. So don't forget, for the month of October, I'm charging you to get up and to write down one thing you're grateful for each day. If you'd like to share your gratitude journal with me, you can send it to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Just tag me and say, I'm grateful for this morning. LorettaReviews@gmail.com. I did that because I know all of you are not going to do it, but maybe a few of you might. Just send that email to me. I'm grateful for such and such today, okay? That could be your morning gratitude session in the presence of God. Your morning gratitude session. Just thank him, of course, for this day, your sound mind, activity of your limbs. But then separately from that, you're going to say, today, I'm especially grateful for whatever that is. Say thank you to the people around you that has been nice to you, that went out the way for you, that's been kind to you. Don't forget to call somebody to say, I just wanted to thank you again. I was thinking about what you did for me. Don't forget to email somebody and say, I just wanted to thank you again. You ran across my mind. You didn't have to do what you did, but you did it for me anyway. Give thanks for the negative things even in your life. And I do that. You know, like I feel like the enemy makes me drop stuff. I know y'all might say, what? Yeah, I pick up things and I drop things. I'm saying, you know what? That's ridiculous. I didn't feel like bending down there. But then I say, God, I thank you for letting me get my exercise this morning. I'm stretching this morning. Thank you for letting me stretch. And my theory is if the enemy thinks I'm just thanking God for the things he put in my way, he's going to stop doing it because I'm thanking God. Okay, yeah, I get to touch my toes today. I have to stoop down and get that. All right, I got to reach over that. I got to handle this. I'm working on my muscles. Thank you, God, for that. And if the enemy threw that in my path, then I believe my theory is he's going to stop doing that because I'm giving praise, what, to God. So that may or may not be true, but that's my reality. So, you know, let's just remember to be grateful. It's so important. And I'm going to close with this. It says, be thankful, author unknown. Be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times. During those times, you grow. Be thankful for your limitations because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge because it will build your strength and character. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and weary because it means you've made a difference. It is easy to be thankful for the good things, a life of rich fulfillment. It comes to those who are also thankful for the setbacks. Gratitude, it can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they can become your blessings. I pray that you have been blessed, touched in some way today, and that if you are not a grateful person, that you're reconsidering to become a person of gratitude. And I know Father God will be pleased. Thank you again, Kimmy Kim. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Enjoy the rest of September, because come 12:01, we're into a brand new month called October. And I'm looking forward to every blessing that God has got chock-packed inside of that month of October for me and for you. This has been Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace, the Loretta Petit Show. By the grace of God, I too am winning at life. My name is Loretta Petit. And until next time, you stay blessed. Bye-bye.
So that I can be free. I'm not the same because of your grace. You are amazing. You are amazing.
When I look back over my life.